You're listening to the World Health Organization podcast, Evidence in Action, Episode 4. I'm your host, Jamie Guerra. Welcome. In this series, we focus on the outbreak of Zika virus, which has been reported in dozens of countries around the world from 2015 onwards. Today, we look at a research study that will tell the stories of women living in Northeast Brazil, the epicenter of the epidemic. We'll talk to Dr. Brooke Ronald Johnson, a social scientist at WHO, who is coordinating the study. And then we'll hear from Deborah Denise, an anthropologist and law professor at the University of Brasilia, who is working on the study from the field. Dr. Johnson, your study is described as qualitative research. What is qualitative research, and how is it different from quantitative studies?
Quantitative research, it's descriptive research. It describes magnitudes, numbers, sizes, proportions. Qualitative research, on the other hand, really provides the explanation. The quantitative research really demonstrates the magnitude of the problem, and the qualitative research provides insights into how to deal with the problem. We want to know why it's a problem to some people and not to others. So it's really those personal reflections as opposed to the hard evidence that's generated about the numbers and the magnitude.
If both quantitative and qualitative methods bring together different pieces of the puzzle, how can qualitative studies help form a clearer picture of Zika virus infection?
Qualitative studies bring life to the research. They really, well, in the case of the Zika research, they really put the woman front and center.
How will you discover what is going on in the lives of women impacted by the virus? What's your research methodology?
With this study, we're going to look at a relatively small sample of women, about 40 women in total. 30 of those women will be pregnant women. Of the 30, 10 will be early in their pregnancy and infected with Zika. 10 will be early in their pregnancy and not infected with Zika. And then 10 women will be later in their pregnancy with a diagnosis of microcephaly or some other neurological problem related to Zika. We will get women at different stages of their pregnancy, women hopefully at different socioeconomic levels that have different types of relationships. Maybe some are married, some may not be married, some will be young. Some will be older.
So you'll speak with them throughout their pregnancy and after they deliver their babies with microcephaly, a condition which may lead to physical and learning disabilities as they grow up. What answers are you looking for?
We really want to sort of trace their life story through the pregnancy. So we want to try to capture all of these different contextual situations that women live in. It's about understanding their needs, their fears, their concerns, their perspectives, their knowledge about Zika and pregnancy and prevention. And then once the child is born, the child may or may not have problems as a result of the mother having been infected. So we want to talk to them about the experience of the birth and in the early days of the child.
What is the objective of gathering information on the knowledge, attitudes, and practices of these women living in the most impoverished areas of Brazil?
What's going on with the women who are most affected? We see this in lots of humanitarian crises where they happen in places that are already fragile in one way or another. And when the epidemic or some other disaster hits, it simply exacerbates the problems that these people are already experiencing, and it also exacerbates the inequalities that existed in terms of their access to health care. All of these are issues that we hope to elicit information about in this research study, and then it's about communicating those findings to people that can do something to improve their situation in life.
Thank you very much, Dr. Johnson, for coming to talk with us about this very innovative study.
Thank you for inviting us to talk about this project because we think it is an important project.
Deborah, you are the lead researcher for the study that Dr. Johnson has just explained to us. Before this new study, you have met with many women that were infected with Zika virus and gave birth to children with microcephaly. What lessons have you learned from them so far?
The first one is that it is a mosquito-borne disease. But the mosquito has been living with us for decades. It's a kind of family pet, if I can say it that way. We have to inform women that are living at the epicenter of the epidemic that we have a new disease that poses them in risk during the pregnancy. So these families and women, they have to reframe the same mosquito in a different way. This has a huge impact in the way that we reach families to protect themselves against the mosquito.
So in the past, the mosquito was just a benign part of the background, something they didn't really have to pay attention to. Now women have to protect themselves from their bites. Are there any other lessons you've learned?
It's a mosquito-borne disease, but it's also a sexual transmitted disease. And in Brazil, for example, we keep saying that we have to fight against the mosquito. We have to learn how to listen to these women in the way that they protect themselves. I mean, in a very comprehensive sense of family planning, how they negotiate their sexuality.
So you are talking with the women about if and how they practice safe sex. In order to understand their experiences, they will need to share with you very personal details of their lives. How do you encourage that?
Brazilian women, and especially women from that part of Brazil, they are storytellers. So it's not difficult to sit with them and listen their stories. So basically, is it open interview, but I would describe better as a narrative story. So it's only to get together and have some guide questions to listen from them, how they are facing the epidemic, how they are facing the pregnancy, and what kind of information they have.
Building trust is really essential for this kind of study. How do you go about building trust with the participants?
It's absolutely fundamental to have a connection with these women. In my case, I'm not only a Brazilian, but I come from the same region of these women. So it's not only a matter of speaking Portuguese, but also to be recognized as someone close to them.
It's very brave for women to participate in this study. Why do you think that they join the study?
Yeah, I think that the main reason for these women to want to participate in a study like that is that they want to have their stories heard.
Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. Bye.
The next podcast episode will look at how the nature of disease outbreaks like Zika has changed in the last 10 to 15 years. Stay tuned for another episode of Evidence in Action. That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Zika and complications on www.who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Jamie Guerra in Geneva.